I asked my mom years ago, why do you want me to study history? You tell me not to stumble on the roadblocks behind me. Now you have me focusing on the past. She said, but not your past. Don't focus in on your past. Focus in on everybody else's past, because what are you going to learn? Human nature. Human nature never changes. And if you can have a PhD in human nature, you will be able to have whatever you want, because you'll be able to help other people get what they want. That's what being an entrepreneur is about. It's about managing your time, helping other people get what they want, and making money from it.
I made a ton of money, and I went bankrupt in my 30s. I retired and went bankrupt in my 30s. I lost more money than I ever dreamed of having. And I learned a valuable lesson: to be of service. I truly trusted the universe at that time. My wife, you know, who stayed with me, and she said, you're not worried about making back that money? I said, oh no, I've always made money. I was a millionaire 9 months out of law school. Making money wasn't my problem. I wanted to learn the value of money. I wanted to learn how to keep my money. So I went back and didn't study anything new about making it. I studied the Rockefellers, the Vanderbilts. I studied history. All this other stuff like cryptocurrency and all. What I look at is, okay, think about cryptocurrency. I just did an interview for them and they're like, well, what do you know about crypto? I said, I don't need to know anything other than it's an alternative method of of monetization that's unregulated. Great for money laundering, I'm sure. Not that I'm involved in that. I said, but I know how to make money on it. I'm like, well, how do you know that? I said, I want to be involved in transactions. There's a ton of transactions. So I want to be in a business that can make money off of each transaction, like a credit card. Yeah. Right? So I want to be a broker. I want to be someone that's making the money on the transactions. I said, Warren Buffett always says that if a market is high and it's volatile, 100% of the time, historically, it goes down. Once it goes high, you have all this interest, and then people are either trying to get in, get out, get in, get out, or trying to get out. And then you have this getting back in, and then it grows again, right?
It's just a series of
transactions. I never wanted to do gambling. I wanted to understand the merchant services side of gambling. So when you could take credit cards, because I'm like, there's always gambling. I don't want to deal with being, a casino. I just want to be able to collect, be the credit card guy for all the idiots that do gamble.
Everyone in the world today is ignorant. Think about it. There's trillions of data points. How the F do you know anything about anything? There's no certainty. You're just blowing smoke up everyone's ass when you talk as if you know what you're talking about. So either be ignorant, humble, or ignorant, arrogant. Ignorant, humble will unite us all in the ignorance that we have and know that we do have one power. We have the ability together to access all the lessons that we need to know. That's all. Life's about lessons. If you don't learn the lessons, you get the benefit, not the punishment, of pain, suffering, mistakes, failures, setbacks, etc. You get the benefit of that, not a punishment from that. Meaning you get the benefit of learning something so you can get to a better place, a better position, and still be ignorant but humble. Or you could be like one of the assholes up here, ignorant and arrogant, that I know everything about whatever the hell they supposedly think we're experts at. I don't know anything that's gonna happen tomorrow. If I did, I would know how to make billions of dollars for all of us and I'd give it away, that's fine. But to this day, I'm 53 years old in 6-7 months, I don't know what's gonna happen tomorrow. So if you tell me the stock market's gonna do this, the real estate market's gonna do this, crypto's gonna do this, my marriage is gonna be this, my children are gonna, come on. I'd rather be ignorant and humble.